you know.
So I have one more that I think we need to move on, so we keep the agenda going. So let's say there's three additional land-based finfish producers set up shop in Maine, which there's currently three that I'm aware of. Plus you have a fourth sea-based company that puts you over to three. Then you'll be folding this over to finfish as well? Or is that?
It's not the confidentiality, well, it's not the confidentiality piece that kept finfish in the aquaculture division. It's really the
complexity.
Yeah, like the information itself. So we do have.
But valid question, are we gonna have harvest reporting from land-based?
There is a reporting within that law. They do refer to us.
So we have three land-based companies producing salmon, Cook also producing salmon. Right now, Cook stuff is confidential. I think you'd be lumped in as the fourth and it would no longer be confidential.
Right, but we would still keep the existing reporting.
Right.
Lovely, what happened?
Welcome to democracy. And Greg currently has my concern.
Hey, Greg.
Robbie, how long would the turnaround time on report, would this make the landing data more current? Right,
so
now it's annual.
Traditionally, we don't release current year data without commissioner office approval, only because there's a lot of auditing that we go through. I mean, this stuff is thoroughly audited before it goes out to public. Anything like currently 2018 data, we would consider preliminary until January 1 of 2020, only because we might have some people still reporting, no matter how much you audit it. You still might come across one of those, oh, look what we missed. There's just no way of, you know,
we're
that one.
It's always going to be a year.
Two years.
And we're always, I mean, we're still continuously looking at data from 2015 if we see something. So to ever say data's finalized is the biggest load. There's no such thing as finalized data. It's always going to change.
But it's usually released in the February of the year.
Yeah, we usually release it right at the forum.
For a year.
For the previous year.
Did
so,
you say at the forum?
So when
at the forum.
Fisherman's forum.
Yes.
2020 forum next March will be releasing 2019.
Do you have one more thing, John?
Yeah, Marcy got her hand raised. I didn't know if you
had. Oh, I was just going to follow up with what Greg was saying, that we would have to keep confidential the method of culture in that case. So land-based versus marine. You could maybe lump Atlantic salmon together as a species. But those sorts of things, like I've had requests in the past, how much is bottom mussel harvested versus grown on rafts? And you have to, in that case, look at the numbers of people reporting as well and keep it confidential. And that's why we pulled it off the website, because we didn't have enough bottom culture.
And you have to also look at
every company's
state of
fish. And make it to the point where they're harvesting fish.
Right.
We're ways away.
We're out there.
So if we ever put like salmon numbers on, we would never be able to publish, if there was only three land-based and one, we would never be able to publish the land-based ones on their own, because the total number would be on our website as well.
Right.
And then they could take A from B and get your numbers.
Mm.
Okay. So that we also watch data fishing as well.
But the size of the second and third company to then aggregate doesn't impact. I mean, it could be
grow
a farm of
one fish.
One fish could put you over the edge. I'm just curious, why not have it in a way that would not disclose the total in that kind of situation?
Such as some percentage of the largest producer.
Yeah. So I think this is an interesting point you've raised, and I haven't looked at the statute, but the language does say that protects the confidentiality. I think we've always used this rule of three, which is what the feds use for their harvester reporting. And I think you've raised a reasonable question that might be worth some further consideration. That's just the way we've always done it. But I think in order to protect confidentiality, if there was a significant difference in the landings, you know, or the buying by a particular dealer, I think that's a fair question as to whether or not we are protecting confidentiality there.
So that would be, I would recommend looking into that a little bit more, because it is a concern for us, and I'm sure it would be for you.
A gorilla and a couple of baby chunks.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it would be wise if we kind of got together with other growers and got some input, and then gave you guys some kind of collated feedback here, as soon as you kind of